This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is supported by Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Now your host, Rick Moore.
And good morning, friends, family. Should I say it? Lovers. Thank you so much for being here. Again, the last Sunday of 2012. Our guest today, where's all the buttons been moved to? There it is, our friend today, Lee Channing.
Hi, Rick. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much for being here with us today, Lee. We will be talking about the past, the future, the current, with our local intuitive analyst, Lee Channing. Write down the phone number, 979-0919. 877-967-6762. That's 877-WNRN Rocks. Lee Channing, a longtime guest and friend of the program. Intuitive consultant.
Absolutely.
We talk about medical issues, careers, relationships. You and I could talk for the whole hour, Lee. I wouldn't need to take anybody else's questions.
Absolutely.
A lot happened in 2012, and I assume always a lot happened in 2013, expected, unexpected.
Absolutely. Just like another year, just like every other one, only very different, right? It's going to be unique, just like every other year.
Just like every other year. Lee, one of your specialties, colors. I want to talk about that in just a minute. People
sure.
always ask me, Lee Channing coming on the program. How does she, let's talk about the abilities and where you
sure.
earned, received your abilities to be an intuitive analyst, what some people call a psychic.
Well, you know, I think everyone is psychic. I mean, I say that probably on every show, but it really is true. But everybody has a different level of interest, a different level, I believe, of ability in that way. I think that it's something that you bring with you into this life, and then you can choose or not to really work with that particular area of your life. And as I, when I was a very young child, I knew that I could sort of talk with the animals, and I saw colors around people. And, you know, for me, that was, of course, very normal, and I thought everybody did. But in my teenage years, I realized that it really wasn't the case. So I kind of turned everything down. But in my early 20s, I began to have very vivid clairvoyant episodes, and they were actually quite frightening and upsetting. And they were things that I didn't want to, quote, see, and I was seeing them in my mind's eye. It was literally almost like a TV screen when my eyes were closed, and I would see these things, and I'd find out that they were true. So after many years of working with parapsychologists, of going to the University of Minnesota to study parapsychology, I worked very hard to build a good base as to being pragmatic and aware and alert, of being in control of these things. I still have people today that have a great deal of difficulty picking up your emotions and or not picking up your emotions, your feelings. Clairvoyant is seeing the present moment, seeing your energy as it is. Precognition is seeing the future. I really think all the power is in the present moment. So when I do personal consultations and read energy, whether it's for you, Rick, or other people, it's all about what's happening in this particular moment. I get intuitive impressions quite easily. I've done it for so many years. I think it's like any other muscle when you work it. It used to be I did it in person, then I did it by letter, and then fax, and now many, many years I've done it on the radio. And all I have to do is tune into the question from the person and see what intuitive response I get. So it's wonderful. It's fun. My color has been something I've been working with using different colors in your energy for about 15, 18 years now. And that's really important, too. Using color is a wonderful tool, which we can talk about later.
All right. 979-0919-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Again, our guest today, Lee Channing. She's from the local Albemarle area, an intuitive consultant. I see the phone line's already ringing. We'll get that in just a second. Don't forget that at noon, it's Les Temps Perdue. Drew Thompson will be here, the best of 80s and 90s alternative music. Drew brings the roots of alternative music because you can't understand where we are without first knowing where we've been. Take a trip back to the times gone by with Les Temps Perdue, only on WNRN here at noon. Lee, we always talk about colors while we wait for the first call to come through. I always sort of toss myself out there to be knocked down or put up with the shirt that I choose to wear. Now, I did choose to wear this shirt this morning because it's a shirt that I haven't worn in front of you before. So, to me, it appears to be sort of a black-gray plaid shirt.
Right.
And I'm not sure what that says. So let's talk about the colors that you work with.
Sure. Well, one thing, the shirt looks a little bit like a TV screen gone bad. but other than that, it's a nice shirt. What I noticed about the shirt is it's very soft. It feels really nice. But the colors are interesting because we usually wear a green, a blue, a faded green, a blue, even a pink, you know, various colors. This shirt is more about, your own personal comfort, feeling warm, feeling comfortable. It's a really windy day. It's black if you glanced at it, and that's a very protective color. Black goes with that base energy center, which is about being grounded, and I don't think you need to protect yourself from me. So it's probably you just wanted to feel extra warm and comfortable today. So that's a good thing. Stripes, it has various sizes of stripes on it, you know, lines on it. Sometimes that can make you feel a little confused because the shirt is doing a lot, but you're not adding color to it. So to me, it's a good shirt for today. You know, it's warm, it's comfortable, it's dark, it's protective. It's not joyful. Rusty had on a bright orange shirt. That's, joyful, fun. I want
to
have
Rusty looks like he's going to the women's basketball game. He's got his Wahoo orange on.
He does, absolutely. But it's a very joyful, happy color. Today, that orange would not work for you because your energy is nice and calm and centered. So it's a good shirt for today. I won't give you too hard a time.
But you said it's protective.
Right.
If I hadn't chosen to wear it, and I had just sort of picked it up. What would you say about that? I'm wearing it to work.
Right.
What would that say?
Right. Well, there's no accident in what you quote pick up, but that shirt would say that you want to be noticed because you've got the stripes and that does make it sort of draws your eye, but it is a very protective color. It's the dark. It's gray. It's about self-awareness and being comfortable in your own skin today. So if you wanted to wear that shirt to work, I'd say go ahead. That's a good thing for you.
All right, phone lines 979-0919, 877-WNRN-ROCKS. Ladies, I see somebody's on hold out there. Is that for me to take? Is there a name, et cetera, to go with it? All right, Lee, let's go back to the color scheme.
Sure.
You've actually written a book.
I have.
Intuitive Color Awareness Guide.
Oh, you wrote that down. Good job, Rick.
It's four words. I had to write it down.
Four words in a row. Okay.
Intuitive Color Awareness Guide. Let's talk about colors because you usually have on something purple.
Right.
And I see that you have on, Lee, that's a faded purple topped by a...
this is pink. It's not a faded purple.
Well, then it's a really faded pink because it looks kind of purplish.
Yeah, it's a light pink purple kind of color, and I have on a black sweater, so say I needed to be protected from the wind today. But yeah, color is so important in our lives, and I really... the book is a guide, and it's meant to be a guide. You can go to each color. If you feel like you really want to wear blue today, what is that telling you? You can go to blue. That has to do with the throat center, has to do about speaking your truth. Each color has its very positive sides, and it's things that are quite challenging to each color. So if you find yourself attracted to a specific color, and most of us do at any given time, you really need to make sure that you know what's going on with that color. If you're constantly drawn to red, are you dealing with anger, or are you being patient? Because it can do one and or the other. But the book is just to offer input about each color. And when I do readings, I tell you what colors I see active in your energies. And 95% of the time, people are actually wearing those colors, or they are trying very hard to bring those colors into their lives. If you're working with purple, it's about being more intuitive. Pink, more compassionate. So each color has a different aspect to it. But I have done the color with work for at least 15, 18 years now, and I find it a remarkable tool. And many people can grasp that very quickly. Instead of using, more complicated things, color is so easy to use. You can buy new clothes. You can bring a candle in, towels, your sheets, the color of your walls. Everything affects you.
All right. Here's our first question.
Okay.
This was sent in.
Okay.
I often see myself at work preparing for the negative, readying for the worst case scenario. This has dampened my ability to see positive endings, even reducing belief in myself. What do I do?
Oh, that's an excellent question. So whoever wrote that question in is really very thoughtful. And it's very important to recognize that, okay? So many people get into that type of energy flow where you expect the worst, which actually pushes your energy down. So you can't do your best and other people can't see your best because of that energy flow. And I think that when you get into that point, what you have to do is be very conscious and aware of that particular pattern forming, because it is also a pattern that can be changed rather quickly. And that's a good thing. But it just simply means that you have to be more aware. You have to do small things like stopping to take a deep breath periodically. And I mean every 5 minutes if necessary. Where am I? Ask yourself that. Say, where am I? And once you find out what's provoking that? Usually there's a catalyst somewhere. It can be someone that you work with. It can be the energy of the office in which you work or the building in which you work, or it doesn't matter, wherever you are, look around you more. It's about, you have to increase your awareness of what's doing that. And once you start making a conscious effort, every time you begin to slip into, oh, I'm thinking about the worst again, I'm expecting the worst, as soon as you do that, you have to stop yourself and go, no, I'm not. I'm going to change that. Think of something positive. Think of your favorite person, your favorite animal. Think of something positive. And believe it or not, those little things can work. Now, then, along with that process, you have to decide if there's a person, place, or thing that's feeding into that. If so, you have to try to protect yourself. Now, that means if Joe, the person that is at the office or the workplace, really drains your energy or is really very negative, you need to put a light around yourself, visualize yourself being protected. The mind's a very powerful tool, you know, but it can be done. And what happens is, it's interesting. I'm going to take a minute to add this in there because I'd actually written this down earlier. Something I read many years ago, and someone just sent it to me again. It's a somewhat long story, but it's about an Apache grandfather who was talking to his grandchildren. And they said, what's life all about? What is life all about? And the way he described it was that each of us have two wolves inside us, and they're fighting all the time. They're fighting. One is about positive energy, love, support, self-awareness. The other one is anger and fear and, you know, a long list of things, guilt and all those things. And one grandchild says, so which wolf wins? And the grandfather says, the one that you feed the most. That is perfect to fit in right here, because the more time you spend feeling negative, the stronger that negative side of you becomes. As soon as you recognize that, you can move out of it. And I think if this caller can work on that immediately, don't wait a week or a month, say today, I'm going to start focusing more on the positive, you find that that energy will grow and it does get easier.
11:15 here on the wake-up call. There goes the phone line again, 979-0919-877-WNRN Rocks. Our guest today, Lee Channing. Take advantage of the questions for 2012. Learn and make some decisions for 2013. Let me take a moment and thank Atlantic Organic Natural Sleep Shop for their support of WNRN. They feature natural and chemical-free organic sleep studio with environmentally conscious mattresses and bedding, including eco-friendly hardwood platform beds. That's Atlantic Organic, 421 West Main Street, Charlottesville. Their website, AtlanticOrganicSleepShop.com. It's bedtime, naturally.
And support for independent music radio, WNRN, comes from Brown Subaru, your locally owned and operated Subaru dealer since 1981. For the third consecutive year, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety has recognized every 2012 Subaru model as a top safety pick. Brown is the only dealer that gives you state inspections for life. You can test drive any all-wheel drive model at Brown Subaru on 29 North in front of Sam's Club or online at brownautos.com.
All right, back with our guest, Lee Channing. And our caller from Lovingston. Hello, caller. All right, hang on one second. I think I have something all screwed up. Not surprised. All right, let's see. Why did this work before we got started? And not work at the moment. Well, I can hear you, but I don't know that everybody else can hear you. I don't know that Lee can. Can you hear?
I can hear it in one ear.
You can hear her in one ear.
Which counts.
All right. Can you hear? Yeah, but you're not coming out on the air. So why don't you write your question down? We're going to put you back on hold and have you write the question down. And while we play with the phone in here, all right? So hang on. All right, Lee, we got a caller who's trying to get through, and I'll okay. fiddle with this while I talk to you.
Got it.
But talk about the change in the new year from 2012 to 2013.
Okay, that's a good thing to talk about because we've done this. Actually, I tend to be here about this time, it seems like to me, every year. And, you know, and we do say sort of the same things. Oh, we can all grow in the new year. To be truthful, I think that 2013 is going to be a much more... it's going to have an energy that's much more open to profound growth and awareness. And I think some of that has to do with, I know that for the past few months, and especially in the month of December, there have been a lot of people adding to the network of energy. There have been a lot of people doing extra meditations. There have been a lot of people putting energy out there to make the world a better place. Seriously, as simple as that sounds. And I think that energy is building. So I think that in a positive way, there's going to be a lot of energy available, particularly for those people who are sort of on the edge. They think they want to step into the spiritual growth. They're not into a deep a time of deep thought or feeling, but they're moving in that direction. So my feeling for the year, and I think everybody should make this effort, is that if you take a little extra time to put forward into your spiritual growth, even your emotional well-being and your physical body, I think there's more energy available to support all of that growth. And I think that's something that we will all notice, I would say within a few months. By March or April, most people, and I mean most people, 80% of the people, will be able to say, you know, I think I'm getting that. I think I'm understanding that. And so I think it's going to be a year, particularly early in this year, that's going to be open to a lot of change, but also a lot of movement in a positive, powerful direction.
All right. Well, we're still fiddling around with the phones here. Apparently, that's going to be one of the issues for 2013 because
I did not do it.
I heard the women, the producers, check the phone before we started, and it seemed to fire right up. And soon as I stood behind the microphone, the technical problem started. And you know, this is how my 2012 started. I forget what blew up, but I thought, oh. This is going to be my 2012, is replacing electronic devices.
Right, and this time it's going to be communication, right? Or lack of communication.
Lack of communication. Speaking of communication, now Lazarus is here in the room.
Right.
And you always have, Lazarus always wants to talk to you and tell you something to express to me for the
right.
home front.
Well, he did that when I walked in the door this morning. He really didn't even look at me, but he knew I was behind him. And he's such a sweet dog. He's wonderful. But Laz wants you to know that that sometimes he doesn't feel as aware as he used to. Now, that some of that is... He's a little bit older. You know, he's growing a little older. He's a beautiful, if somewhat fragile being. You know, he had kind of a rough life. You know, he's had some injuries and he's missing some tails and an eye and, you know, some various things. But I think he's just a little less aware. And I think the only thing you need to know from that is that you need to make sure and give him a little, even more extra attention. You give him so much love and attention that he really is not demanding anything. But what he said was that he was not as aware, and you know, I think he doesn't see as well or hear as well. I think it's his overall physical senses, but his awareness of spirit, his awareness of himself is actually growing in a very healthy space. So, you know, he is a very aware being, and he just wants you to know that overall his senses are a little dulled, a little bit more than last time. But I think that's all he needs to get through to you, that you really need to pay attention to him, as you always do. He doesn't like being cold. He, as usual, repeats that. He is not a cold, a dog who likes the cold and playing outside. He always wants to be by the fireplace. So, but he actually feels okay today. He just looks like he's a little bit disconnected from some of his senses. But again, nothing serious.
Let's talk for a minute about, you know, I went to your website, www.spiritsevolving.com. That's spirits with an S at the end of it, spiritsevolving.com. And one of the phrases I found on the website had brought me to a question. You use the phrase pragmatic intuition.
Right.
What is that? Describe that, please.
Well, pragmatic to me is a very, I call myself, if you want to, a pragmatic psychic, if you want to use the word psychic, because I think to be pragmatic to me means to be, to use your common sense, to be well grounded and down to earth. A lot of people, whether you are a psychic or just using your own psychic ability, tend to get out of control with it, tend to get sort of that airy fairy float around, believe everything that comes in, into your awareness. And I think being pragmatic is probably one of the most important things you can work toward, knowing that if you're honest, you're straightforward, you're down to earth, that being a pragmatic psychic, a pragmatic person, is really a very wise thing to do because it helps keep you grounded and centered.
All right, we are still working. We are still working on the phone. I see that the one of our callers is willing to pass along their question.
Oh, good.
Through message, so 979-0919 is still available. Obviously, my goal for 2013 is going to learn to fight the challenges and overcome the last-minute things that you don't expect.
Right, right.
How do you do that as a person?
Okay.
Because I'm sure I won't be the only person this happens to, and it probably won't be the only time it happens to me.
Absolutely. But see, I want you to change a word there because intuitively we throw things out there and it has an effect. You said you wanted to fight the challenges. First thing you have to do is not fight. What you have to do is say, I'm going to literally go with the flow. I'm going to work towards understanding so that when a challenge presents itself, you don't feel like you have to fight. You stay pragmatic and calm and down to earth, and you go, okay, there's a problem with these electronics. There's a problem with the wires. I see you pushing all kinds of wires over there, and everybody's helping. So, you know, but to be part of the wire, become the wire, Rick. You know, I'm joking, but Rusty's laughing. That was a good one. But, you know, really be part of it. Don't fight it because then you get confused. You distance yourself. You want to kind of relax and go into it. You know, and how bad is it? You know, you do the old, so we're doing the best we can do and people are hearing what they need to hear. You know, things are happening. So have some, you know, have some faith and trust and patience, and it does tend to work its way out.
All right, so here's a question from one of our callers. Thank you, caller, for passing your message along.
Sure.
I think we have another caller on the toll-free line. Please, producers, please pick up the phone and see if folks are willing to do it this way. All right, caller suffering severe marital problems. Is it best for this caller to get her 2-year-old son to get out of the relationship?
Okay. Now, what I can do, and let me explain this just a little bit, too, because we've done this before. I'm not tuning into your energy because you read the question, Rick. I'm tuning into the energy of the person that called, and yes, I can do that. I've done it for a lot of years. And each energy is different. In this particular case, I would say it's absolutely imperative to get out of this marital situation. I don't think there's any question, even the person who called in, I don't think there's any question at all that this is a very dangerous, very unhealthy situation. And so to make it as simple as possible, yes, it's time to move on, not just for the child's sake, but for the sake of everyone involved.
All right, caller. I hope that was helpful. Again, 979-0919, 877-WNRN Rocks. Please call us up, and we will get your question to Lee Channing, our guest today. Lee is a local intuitive consultant www.spiritsevolving.com. We'll take questions about relationships, career, animals. Lee was talking to Absolutely. My pet Lazarus, and he has passed many things along to me through Lazarus. Lee, we're talking about the new year. Talk about the month, or the season, I should say. Talk about winter and how that has an effect on people, both through color ways, because we didn't really get into it very much, but colors have positive and negative, or maybe that's not the right word to use.
Right.
But colors represent different sides of challenges and things that you might be working with.
Absolutely. And every color, I just vaguely mentioned that, I think, earlier. But, yeah, every color has its very positive side and its challenges. I don't even like the word negative, because we can make any situation as negative or positive as we choose to. But, you know, every color has that. And we've kind of done this at other seasons. The winter season is one of this area's challenging ones, because when you look outside, we're usually seeing brown and more brown, and maybe some gray, maybe some black, but you don't see the spring flowers. You don't see the green of summer. You don't see the yellows and oranges of fall. So for winter here, you do have to sort of create your own color palette. You have to work a little bit harder to bring, even if you love winter. Some people love skiing. They love winter. That's wonderful. That's good. But maybe if those of you who aren't as enthralled with winter, you may want to bring more color around you. So I suggest that people bring more color inside. Get some colored candles, bright colored candles. Wear some bright colors. You know, do some things that bring more color into your life, because that way it creates the balance. When we walk outside today, there's not a lot of balance in the environment as far as looks. The environment is perfect. It's doing just what it needs to do. But, you know, when you look outside, sometimes you're not getting that bright green, which is the heart center. And green is about working with emotions and working with working in your own life with the emotions and with yours and with those of people surrounding you. So many times, you know, we do have a lot of emotional issues that pop up from that green center. But many times, actually, we can get through the winter, even if we worry about not enough daylight, the short days. I don't think that's as serious as some people believe it is, but I think it does affect you. Some people are daylight people. Some people are nighttime people. I love spring and summer, but actually I'm a nighttime person. So I think you can put all that together and in your own unique way. But I think that in the winter, you need to make a little bit more effort to bring in color and light and joy into your life. You know, don't just sit. As nice as it is to sit in front of the fireplace, make sure that you also get out, get fresh air, and bring some extra colors into your environment.
Our guest today, Lee Channing, 979-0919, 877-WNRN Rocks. Please call us up. We have Jen and Angie here to answer the phone. Pass your questions along through to Lee. Lee, here's a question that we had from a 20-year-old young man from Lovingston. He's contemplating leaving town, saving money. Maybe we'll go to North Carolina, but he's unsure because his family and friends are here.
Right. You know, I think maybe it's, you know, for him, it feels to me like it's a little premature. You know, as I tune into his energy, I think it's a good time to make preparations, but I think maybe it needs to wait a little bit longer. The actual move itself should wait a little bit longer. I think that he has very, very interesting energy, very grounded energy. And I think that when you have that grounded energy, you are more connected to certain areas geographically and people. So, you know, I think it's going to be a little bit more difficult to leave family and friends than it would be for some people. But I also think it's in the near future, maybe not this next 6 months or even this year. But I think to make plans and have a solid base here and then move to a solid base as well. This person's not someone who's going to just wander around the country and backpack. I just don't think that would be comfortable. But I think to make plans to move is absolutely fine. I would say a longer distance move may even be in the making, as opposed to just to North Carolina. So be open to the opportunities, plan a move, but don't rush it. I think that's probably the best way to look at it.
All right. I hope you found that helpful. Please call us up, 979-0919. 877-WNRN-ROCKS. And get your question to Lee Channing. She's a local intuitive analyst. Lee, what do you do for those who just aren't accepting of your abilities, who don't believe in this? How do you respond to that, and how does that affect you as a person?
Right. Well, that's a good question, because certainly over the years, I've done this for, gosh, more than 30 years now, and they're always skeptics. And actually, I think that's a very good thing. There's one thing about being, you can be a skeptic, or you can be closed-minded. Now, people who really don't, who are frightened by anything they can't see in front of them, really, it just, that really doesn't bother me. And I don't mean that in a crude way, but because, you know, I have had so many people who say, you know, a year ago, I thought you were full of it, and this is ridiculous, and I don't believe in any of that. Then something happens to them. They have a near-death experience. They have a spirit visit them. They have communication with their animal that they didn't expect. Something happens, and they turn it around, and then they become the ones who believe the strongest. So really, it's an amazing thing. Somebody comes to me and said, you know, I'm not real sure what I believe. That's good. That's fine. When I read their energy, there will be something. They want to talk to a deceased relative. We'll do that. There will be something in there that touches them. And that's all I do. It's not about me. I learned that a long time ago. It's about reading the energy and sharing that. And it's up to the other person. When someone comes back to me after 6 months or a year, you know, I don't say, did you do those meditations? Did you do 1, 2, and 3? It's entirely up to them. Everybody has to follow their own path. And most of the time, people who find me, or even if a friend gives them a reading with me, it ends up being something positive and something available to them. So, you know, it really, skeptics are actually, I don't see it as a challenge or as a threat. It's just something that happens, and we have to work through it, each situation.
All right. Again, our guest, Lee Channing, today. She's from the area. She's an intuitive consultant. Dial up with your question, 979-0919-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Lee, here's a question from a caller. How is the situation with this particular caller's great nephew? Good or bad?
Situation with great nephew. Okay, let me see what's, that's an interesting question. Good or bad? Well, that's kind of hard because it's somewhere in the middle there. I would say that it's leaning towards being more frustrating and dangerous is probably too strong a word. I just feel like the energy is out of balance with that particular person. Now, when you call in about someone else, I read that through your energy. I would not infringe on anybody's energy without their permission. But how you relate to that other person, whether it's a marriage or a great nephew, you know, I will read that. And for this particular person with that particular question, I do not feel like the energy is in a very healthy space right now. So I think there is some need for concern and support. So.
All right. So I hope that was helpful, caller, about the nephew. Lee, let's chat about that for a second. I know that you mentioned that at the start of the hour. Callers, let me stop for a second. Callers, Lee, you have this ability, and even though that the technology is not allowing people to speak directly to you, and callers are, at this time, what we need to do is the caller needs to relay the question through someone else.
Right.
Not our favorite choice, but you say that you still can feel the energy of the caller.
Right.
That energy doesn't get conflicted with the person writing down the question on the paper, with me reading the question to you?
No, I know that sounds very strange, but I think it has something to do with doing this for so many years that I know my husband actually called in a question on another radio show years ago, and I didn't even, the voice was on the line. I didn't even realize it was him because all I did was focus into the energy of the person and the question. So it's just something that I've done for so long. You know, I had my own radio show for almost almost 3 years on the internet, and I've done it for so long that it appears that it just goes right into the person and with whatever the question may be. So, I mean, in this situation, it works out quite well because I love hearing the voice. I love meeting people in person, but it isn't necessary. I've had people give me a wrong name or no name. That's all right. I don't tune into your name. I just tune into the energy of that specific question. So, and it is something, and I do believe that it's because I've done it for so many years now that's what it does. And I'm very careful with, I'm not going to tune into you, Rick, unless you ask me a question or about your shirt or your dog. I'm not tuning into the ladies answering the phone out there. I know their energy is there, but I would never go into their energy. So their energy is not feeding into the question either. It's, for me, it becomes a pure process of going into that question and the person that's associated with that question.
All right. Angie, come here for a second, because I want to make sure that I understand this question that you've passed on to me correctly. Actually, she's on the phone. All right. So, Lee, I'm going to read this and make sure that we can get this correctly. What I have here in front of me, it says, green aura in bed after bad day/year. Why was it green? Was it a spirit or not?
Oh, good.
Do you understand?
Absolutely.
That? Okay, so
Absolutely. Explain
it to me and to the listeners a little bit. It says green aura in bed, et cetera. Was it a spirit or not? Is this caller asking that their own aura was green, or that there was a potential spirit that provided a green aura?
Right. I think they're asking, is it one or the other? And in this particular case, this green aura was attached to the person who asked the question, to the person who was in the bed. Green, as I said a minute ago, is the heart center. Green is about emotion. Green is about guilt. Green is about a lot of things that have to do with being overly emotional, having an emotional day, a really bad day. Yes, you're going to have more energy around. Most of the time when a spirit comes to visit you, you will see an orb of white, as in smoke and clouds, or you will see a gold orb. I see a lot of orbs that are gold, which is just sort of an overall energy picture of that energy. Very rarely, if a spirit comes to visit you, do they give you one specific color. Sometimes it's a rainbow, sometimes it's mixed colors. So for this caller, I think that the green aura was actually their own aura, a little bit out of shape, a little bit overdone because of emotions. Now, those emotions can be absorbed from other people. That's, if you're overly empathic, if you're an empath and not really good at releasing those emotions, a lot of people will have green energy surrounding them because they're not letting go of other people's emotions. So if you see green around yourself, the first thing to do is to use pink, which is the color that heals green. Be very calm, be very relaxed, and let your own emotions flow more regularly.
Thank you, caller. I appreciate everyone who's calling in today and allowing us, because I know people, it's not that you want to be on air and have your voice potentially heard by others. It's the connection that you want to make directly by voice, and the potential for a follow-up question. I understand.
Right.
I understand the desire to come through and connect with Lee directly by phone.
Right.
But it's just not happening. Please work with us. Dial up. Pass your question along that way. 979-0919. You're still getting the opportunity to ask Lee your question. 979-0919. 877-WNRN-ROCKS.
And support for WNRN today comes from the Markets of Tiger Fuel Company, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street.
All right, back here with Lee Channing, 979-0919, 877-WNRN-ROCKS. Questions about relationships, careers, animals in your life. I see the line ringing now, and I've got a couple questions here in front of me, Lee. Jen from Charlottesville is 54 and wants to know if Prince Charming will show up this year.
Well, Jan certainly deserves Prince Charming. There's beautiful energy there. And never tell anybody how old you are, Jen, by the way. I'm teasing there. Yes. You know, I think there's so much beautiful energy surrounding you that it's like you hardly even touch the earth. You're grounded, generous, kind being, but your energy just moves and floats and touches so many people. I think actually you need to make sure and reground yourself this year, especially the first part of the year. Do some extra calming meditations just for you, not for someone else. Your energy tends to sort of go out and touch people in such a beautiful way that you need to bring yourself back in, really take care of you. I'm not sure you really want Prince Charming. So if you do, you need to be able to say, I really do want a Prince Charming. And my guess is you've been burned a few times in the past, and you're a little bit leery about getting on that white horse, and you want to be on the front of the saddle if you do, but that's okay. So just, I think this is a good year for you, and I think that you've had some, the last couple of years, some stresses and strains, but I think this year is brighter and more open to your own personal growth and therefore inviting in someone else. So give me a call if you meet Prince Charming.
Speaking of which, again,
are you Prince Charming?
Well,
Prince Rick.
It depends on whether you're asking a woman who hasn't spent a lot of time with me, or one of the ones who has said, "Well, I've met all the problems, seen all of Prince Charming's acne, and
no.
Let's not do that." Let me ask for a minute. By the way, the both lines are open again. 979-0919. There, that one has lit up. Our guest, Lee Channing. Lee, talk a bit about New Year's resolutions. How do you decide, because often people will write down one, want to lose weight or want to stop smoking, or some people make their top three or top ten. What do you do? Are there ways color-wise or suggestions from our intuitive analyst to be positive in the outcome of these, to be productive in making these happen?
Okay, yes and no. Number one, don't do it. Do not write New Year's resolutions under any circumstances.
You're saying don't write them down
on
paper?
Do not make them. Do not think of them. Do not let them enter your mind. Do nothing. Make a new day resolution. I'm serious. Now, when you get up in the morning, make one resolution for that day, and then you have 24 hours to do it or not. If you don't do it the next morning, you say, oh, I have yesterday's leftover, so we'll do it today. The problem with, I have never in all my years of doing this and all of my life, found anyone who felt very positive about, yes, I made the right New Year's resolutions, and they all came to fruition. I did everything. I lost the 22 pounds. I did this. I did that. You know, if it happens, it happens. But I think to make literally a daily resolution, make your one New Year's resolution to make a daily resolution every single day. Have something positive you wish to do. If it doesn't get done that day, work on it the next day. If you want to lose 20 pounds this year, just say, I'm going to be losing some weight, and then work on it today for each day. Because truly, our energies, we can't stretch it out for a year, 2 years, 5 years. Business plans, different. Personal resolutions about growth and your body and your emotions and your family and your friends are very difficult to have hanging on you. You don't want them to be baggage. You want them to be positive, loving influence in your life. So, you know, if you want to make one, make your resolution every day. I'm going to step forward into my own energy and do something bright and different.
All right. I see we have another caller online, but I have a couple questions in front of me.
Okay.
So I can do these in order. Okay. A call from Cheryl. Cheryl wants to know the direction of her life relationship-wise and if she's going to move in 2013.
Move in 2013. Okay. Well, these two appear to be these two questions appear to be more connected than she may even know, actually. Cheryl, I think that it is time for you to move. Absolutely. I mean, I just feel like there's movement, there's undercurrents within your energy that is sort of waiting. Your energy is waiting to move before taking the next step. So I would say put relationship or relationships sort of on the back burner for right now and concentrate on moving. But for some reason, they go together. That may be that the idea of moving will enhance a relationship or end a relationship. But I think that of when you ask two questions like that, you need to sort of put the relationship away and focus completely on the move because it's the right time for you.
All right. Both lines open again, 979-0919, 877-WNRN Roxley. Here's a question from a caller in Lynchburg. She knows a psychic shift is coming for her in her psychic field. What will it consist of?
That's an interesting question, actually. Interesting energy. I'm going to be doing a conference down in Lynchburg sometime this spring. That's an interesting way to word the question as well, because there's a lot of movement in the energy, not physical movement or geographical movement, but there's lots of movement, lots of change. My suggestion is to really back up a little bit and be the witness. I think it was Deepak Chopra that always said, witness your own life. Actually, this person is very aware and very involved in a lot of different energy flows. And I think it's time to step back, make it a single energy flow as much as possible for, I would say, a couple of weeks at a time to focus on the different possibilities, because I think there's several possibilities that haven't really materialized yet that are still coming. So I think this person is very gung-ho and move forward and a lot of energy, but I would slow things down. I think that's going to be the only way to make sure that you get on the right train as all these trains pass by. So I think my words of wisdom would be to be prepared, but to slow things down a little bit, take some extra deep breaths, maybe some extra quiet times every day, because lots is going on, and I think it will be a lot of things are going on, and I think it will be a very enthusiastic type of year, not unworkable, but really needs slow, focused energy.
All right. 11:49 here on the wake-up call. Our guest, Lee Channing. You can call us up, 979-0919, 877-WNRN-ROCKS.
Today's programming is supported by the law firm of Goodman, Allen, and Folletti. With offices in Charlottesville and throughout Virginia, Goodman, Allen, and Folletti is dedicated to meeting the complex legal needs of healthcare providers, small businesses, and individuals. Goodman, Allen, and Folletti. The power to represent, the people to make it happen. Online at goodmanallen.com.
All right, here we are, 979-0919 on the wake-up call. Our producers out there answering the phones and passing along your questions. And Lee, here's one. Difference in East Coast workers and West Coast workers historically and spiritually. Can you talk about that for a second?
East Coast workers versus West Coast workers. Interesting. That's really, we've got some great questions coming through. So I think that, if we're talking about literally East Coast and West Coast of the United States, which is where I feel like this question is aimed, it has to do with geographical energy being quite different. The West Coast energy, I lived in Oregon for 5 years. I studied in Oregon. I learned to be a hypnotherapist in Oregon and spent some time in California. I've been there for several meetings and things. The West Coast energy does move, even all the way as far north as Seattle. It does tend to move faster than the East Coast energy. The East Coast is a little slower, quote, older, which of course is not true, but energetically it is. I feel like that when we are here on the East Coast, where my energy base is, that it's about you're forced to be more grounded. So people who aren't as grounded tend to have a more difficult time here. So when you're on the West Coast, the energy does seem to move faster. My guess is that if you went to, 1,000 people on the West Coast, that they would all feel lighter. They would feel like they had a lot of psychic abilities as opposed to the East Coast. So is one better than the other? No, it's just different. I prefer the Blue Ridge Mountains. I prefer living here as far as an energetic base. But again, on a separate thing, everybody has to find that energetic base.
All right. Let's see. We got the questions are lining up, and we got about 9 minutes left. So let's see. Lee, Jennifer from Stanton, recently injured, whole life working with horses, but can no longer do that. So she needs to put her small farm to work raising meat. She's widowed, engaged, but needs to wait a year. Lonely, isolated, is she making the right decisions?
Okay. Well, unfortunately, I think the injury has had a very deep energetic has a very deep energetic component to it, and so I think that whatever process she can go through, or Jennifer, you can go through right now, I hope you're listening, that I think it's important that you not move too fast. I don't think turning your farm into a meat producing farm is going to work for you. Doesn't feel like the right energetic process. I think you can still do something with horses. I'm not a horse expert, but whether you could, I know there's an equestrian wounded warrior project around that Major Kroger is doing here in Central Virginia. I know there are things that can be worked out. I know the horse community is very supportive of each other. It just feels like to me that you better be careful not to make too many changes too quickly. So I would say sort of go back, let yourself heal and rethink the process and see what, if anything, you can find to do with horses. I feel like it's there.
All right, Lee, we have three questions left for our hour. Thanks to everyone who's called and passed along your question through the producers. Here's one is, did my ex-girlfriend from 8 years ago curse me? Can't get a girl now.
That's a really good question, and it's going to get a really quick answer. No. Can people be cursed? I want to say no, absolutely not. But yes, if you believe you're cursed, your self-esteem will go down. You can have a harder time in life, but you do not, it is not necessary for you to absorb any quote curse or bad energy. So no, I think some of this is depression. Some of it is frustration. So I think that, you really need to just work on feeling better about yourself, and not worry so much about the girls. Right now, I think if you feel better about you, you know, do things in your life that comfort you and feel good to you, another girl will come along. This is not about let go of the girl from 8 years ago. She's no longer in your life, even energetically.
All right. We have a call from David in Lynchburg. Passed along his question. Do we create energy vampires or attract them?
Well, I mean, that's a good word. Attract, if anything. You know, again, that's sort of like hex. Are there really energy vampires? Yes. There are people who devote
a lot. What is an energy vampire?
Well, people who devote a lot of time trying to suck energy out of other people. Now, you can call them users.
And the purpose of that?
Well, the purpose of that is to make themselves feel stronger. But it really doesn't work. So they never get to the end of that. Yes. There are people that will try to suck energy from you. And I mean, that by demeaning you, making you feel worse, using you, using your emotions. So yes, I'm most people, that's what they mean by an energy vampire. But they cannot affect you without your permission. So if you think someone around you is trying to take your energy, trying to drain you, trying to quote use you, then that's when you've got to put up a protective light around yourself. And that can be done. Now, you know, so you have to be very careful. I don't think that we create people out there to come at us. But I think that there are some people who can't help themselves. It can be sometimes literally it's from mental illness. Sometimes it's from emotional imbalance. So there are many times when people try to take energy, but you have to realize that you are in control of your own energy. So if you know those type of people, just learn to protect yourself better.
All right. Ann called and says, that her finger couldn't stop moving during her energy reading. Why?
Well, you know, that's interesting. Your fingers are connected to the blue energy center, which is in the throat area, and it's about truth. It's about words. It's about, you know, hearing things. Anytime you have sort of an uninvited physical response to something, you need to see what it means to you. Lyme disease can cause nerves to twitch. Lyme disease can cause your fingers and toes. So there are physiological things that can do that as well. But But many times it just has to do with tuning into the energy, and that's where your body is responding. So my guess is that basically it comes down to a nervous twitch, that type of thing. So I don't think there was any deep meaning to it. I don't really.
All right. I see just had another call come through. We might be able to take one more question. I've got one or two lined up in front of me. 979-0919-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Our last few minutes with Lee Channing. Lee, here's a question. A dog was aggressive towards the owner when alive. Is she happier now that she's passed?
Well, yes and no. Yes, absolutely. I mean, when animals get to the spirit world, just like people, they're not aggressive. They're not angry. Any spiritual being, animals and humans, we lose the tendency for any sort of emotional imbalance. So it goes into love. There's a transition period, but, it goes into love. It goes into balance. It goes into total and complete understanding. So there's no need to have any fear about the dog having anything but a better energy flow now, because once it gets into spirit, it doesn't worry about it. I have an animal healing circle on my website, and a woman this month had her cat die, and she was not able to be with the cat, and we talked a lot about it. But as soon as animals make their transition, they're in spirit just like we are, and there's not anger and pain on the other side.
Lee, call from Mary Ann, and Mary Ann committed herself to put out positive energy, but her feedback from her husband is more negative. She's willing to hear this and heed it if she is going about this in an arrogant way. Is her husband's reaction natural?
Yes and no. Yes. Yes, it is, because when you switch your energy flow, the people closest to you sense that, and it can be a little frightening, a little upsetting, because you're not the, quote, same person you've always been. So many times when one person or the other makes a giant step forward in spiritual growth, then the other person doesn't understand. So whether that's one person going into their spiritual side, the other person not at the right timing, I think that's why some people end up divorced. They're moving in different directions at different times. But you will know if you're truly spiritual, you will not feel that you have any arrogance in your energy. So I think maybe she needs to continue to be positive and just hope that her husband can deal with it.
All right. I see the phone line ringing now. We won't be able to take that question, but spiritsevolving.com does allow for one free question.
Absolutely.
I guess is the best way to put it.
Yep.
You can pass along one question to Lee and get an answer. You can set up a time to meet Lee for half hour, 1 hour. I'm not sure.
Right.
All right. So the last question that we're going to take for today with our guest Lee Channing is, will comedic energy return for 2013? I guess this caller feels like 2012 was all about a much more dire and serious tone to 2012.
Well, I mean, that's very individual, and that's kind of a complicated question, actually, energetically. That's very individual, because some people will relax into the energy of 2013, and some people are still going to be bringing this heavier energy with us. I think overall, by the middle of 2013, we should be having more joy in general, so.
All right. Thanks, Lee.
You're welcome, Rick. I'm sorry we had so much trouble.
You did
a great job.
Well, it's challenges of 2012 and 2013
come together. Thank you for having me.
All right. Lee Channing, our guest today. You can find her at www.spiritsevolving.com. Next Sunday, Kenrick Ward will be here at the Virginia Bureau of Watchdog.org. Thank you.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is supported by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@aol.com or wakeupcall@wnrn.org. The Wake Up Call is produced by Angie Cruz. Tune in next Sunday morning at 11 for The Wake Up Call, only on WNRN.